प्रतिदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तादिशतारिणे नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्री वार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमो नमस्ते गौरवाणी माधुर्य उज्जल प्रेमाड्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप सिद्धांत ध्यान्त हारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडेज श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर डिसअपियरेंस डे एंड वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग दैट डिसअपियरेंस अ पर्सनालिटी अ स्पिरिचुअल पर्सनालिटी आर नॉट स्पिरिचुअल पर्सनालिटीज आर नॉट बोर्न एंड डाई दे एक्चुअली अपीयर एंड डिसअपियर We celebrate them not as their birthday, but as their appearance day and their disappearance day. They come from the spiritual sky due to the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is one such personality. He came from the spiritual sky. Due to the prayers of his illustrious father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is another very special spiritual personality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna consciousness. And he inundated the whole of India with Krishna Prem or Krishna Consciousness. But soon means about 250 years after his disappearance, his teachings and his dham, his spiritual abode, disappeared. It was his divine arrangement. His teachings disappeared, his teachings were eclipsed by the unscrupulous propaganda of all kinds of unscrupulous people who were pretending to be spiritual personalities, but they were pushing their intense materialistic agenda of enjoying in this material nature. The spiritual process shows us that the real enjoyment is in the spiritual world and this material nature is a place of suffering. That is what a true sadhu, a true saintly personality reminds us. And that's why the spiritual process is founded on four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Now these people, in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were promoting these four sinful activities. Their practice was simply based on fish eating, not so much meat as such, but based on fish eating. Intoxication, smoking, marijuana and hashish, even opium, illicit sex. Some groups had the custom that unless you elope somebody else's wife, you won't understand what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna. And that's what was going on. That is, and gambling. So, you can well imagine what was the condition at that time. And all that was going on in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were saying that this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is. And as a result of that, cultured, educated people of India at that time did not have anything to do with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can see how Mahaprabhu's teachings were totally eclipsed by these upper sampradayas. And at that time, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur appeared. It was, you can see, it was the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur appeared and he started to revive Krishna consciousness at a time when in entire Bengal he couldn't find a single copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a very well-placed government officer at that time. He was a deputy magistrate. We can see he had quite a lot of influence and he was extensively searching for a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He couldn't find a single one. And then eventually he found one copy in Orissa. And with that copy, he started to present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and teachings with his commentary called Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. The commentary, that's a flow of nectar. So in this way, Bhakti Vinod Thakur actually started to revive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings when it was practically lost. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a very highly placed government officer, so he didn't really have that much of time. Although he was preparing the ground, printing books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhakti Ratnakar, and other such books, and he was regularly printing magazines and daily newspapers. But he himself couldn't really start to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he was a deputy magistrate of Jagannath Puri, he was a custodian of Jagannath Temple at that time. He prayed to Lord Jagannath to send a suitable assistant who could help him, who could assist him in his mission. And as a result of that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. A gift from Lord Jagannath in response to his prayers. Therefore, he named him as Bimala Prasad. You all know what Prasad means. He was the Prasad of Lord Jagannath, but he didn't identify him as the Prasad, direct Prasad of Lord Jagannath, but he identified him, Bhakti Vinod Thakur identified him as the Prasad of Bimala Devi, because Jagannath's offerings, after offering his Prasad, goes to Bimala Devi, who is actually Durga Devi, and who takes care of the distribution of Jagannath's Prasad. She is the Annapurna, another name of Durga or Mahamaya is Annapurna. She is full of Anna, food. And she distributes the food. So she distributes Jagannath's prasad. Therefore, Bhakti Vinod Thakur named him as Bimala Prasad, who appeared on the 6th February of 1874. When he was 6 months old, It was the time for Jagannath's chariot festival, Rath Yatra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house was on the road that goes from Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple, where the chariot of Lord Jagannath passes. And when the chariot came in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, for some unknown reason, all of a sudden, the chariot stopped. The chariot wouldn't move. For 3 days, the chariot stayed there without moving. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his wife that in order to take that opportunity to take the baby, Bimala Prasad, to receive the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And when the child was taken to Lord Jagannath, Jagannath's garland fell on him, displaying his mercy being bestowed upon him. And at that time, his annaprashan, grain-giving ceremony was conducted right in front of Lord Jagannath on his chariot with the prasad of Lord Jagannath. So this is how we can see how his illustrious life actually started. And after his birth, when the astrologers read his chart, astrological chart, they found that he was an illustrious personality. All the auspicious signs are displaying that he is going to become an illustrious spiritual personality in future. And also the symptoms of a Mahapurusha, exalted personality, was in his person. One such symptom is that his hands stretch all the way up to his knees. Ajanulambito bhujo. His two arms stretch up to his knees. So, when he was 6 years old, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was going to build a house in Calcutta. And when they were digging the foundation, digging the earth for the to create the foundation, they found a Kurma deity. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave that deity to him to worship. Gave it to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to worship. And so he started to worship Lord Nrisimhadev. I'm sorry, Kurmadev. And then when he was, this is also another wonderful accomplishment, is that when he was 7 years old, he memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. Entire Bhagavad Gita was memorized. And I must admit, I mean, we are seeing such brilliance in some of our children also. I know one child, he is about, 7 years old now, and he already knows about six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, completely memorized. And he is in America, son of an Indian family though, son of an Indian parent. Anyway, I mean, we are seeing such brilliance is being displayed. And Prabhupada did say that the children in our movement, 2 or 3 generations after, will be born with mystic power. So mothers, please bring up your children with that understanding, that they are special personalities. Train them up, groom them up in such a way that they all can become proper representatives of Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That's the responsibility that parents have. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shriman Mahaprabhu Shakhi Brindaki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. Jai Shri Shri Nishinga Bhagavan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And at the age of 11, he traveled with his father to various places of pilgrimage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the places that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled. He traveled with his father, and when he was 13 years old, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him the Nishinga Deity, Nishinga Mantra, and Harinam to chant. So this has been given Kurma Dechi, because Kurma Dev is the Lord of Water. And Bhakti Rasa is considered to be liquid. Therefore the presiding Dechi of Bhakti Rasa in that way is Kurma Dev. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him Kurma Dechi first. And then Nrisingadev is Bhakti Vighna Vinashan. He removes all the impediments from the path of devotion. That's why he gave him Nrisingha Mantra. And Nrisingadev actually removes Jat Pada Pallava Jugam Vinidhaya Kumbha Dande Pranama Samaye Saganadhi Rajan Bignan Bihantum Alamasya Jagatrayasya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. Ganesh is known for his special mercy in the form of removing the impediments from the three worlds, Jagatrayasya, upper, lower and middle planetary system. How he does that? By holding the lotus feet of Nrisingadev on his head. So Ganesh removes the impediments from the material nature, but Nrisingadev removes all the impediments from our spiritual progress, from the spiritual path. Therefore we worship Lord Nrisingadev every day with the prayer, please. Remove these impediments. Bhakti Vighna Vinashan. Vighna means impediments. Vinashan, destroyer. Bhakti Vighna Vinashan. He is the destroyer of all the impediments from the path of devotion. So we can see that how he was being groomed up by his illustrious father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we can see another brilliance. I mean, he was materially, intellectually, he was extremely brilliant. He was considered to be the greatest scholar of that time, even at a young age. When he was in college, he defeated one scholar who was known for his scholarship. In his young age, he got the title Bhakti Siddhanta. Siddhanta Saraswati. Siddhanta, his conclusion on astrology was so outstanding that the scholars of that time, the astrological society of that time, gave him that title, Siddhanta Saraswati. He is Saraswati in his Siddhanta. He is expert as Saraswati in his conclusion of the, in his ultimate conclusions of the scriptures. At the age of 16, he formed a society called Chirakumar Sabha. Chirokumar means those who take a vow to remain brahmachari throughout his life. At the age of 16, he started that society to take. He inspired his friends and others, associates, to take up this illustrious life of a brahmachari, life of a celibate. Many joined, no doubt, but only one succeeded. And that was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself. He remained a celibate throughout his life. He entered into college, he joined the college in 1893, but after 2 years he dropped out. He gave up his studies, although he was the most brilliant student of the college at that time. And his point was that if he studied and got recognition as a scholar with degree and all, then he'll be forced to take up a good job and get entangled in the materialistic way of life. Therefore, he skipped that possibility by dropping out. Another thing also we can see that this education system was established by the British. And as a result of that education, the Vedic culture was destroyed. And he actually protested against that. In a similar way, Prabhupada also refused to accept his degree after his graduation. Because this was all the education, as Prabhupada said, is simply to make slaves out of people. This materialistic education that is going on in the world today is simply with an objective to get a job. To get a job means to become a sudra. So in this education system is designed to make sudras all over the world. But the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas don't accept jobs. All three are self-employed or independent in their occupation. So anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote in his autobiography that he was apprehensive that he may be forced to take up a kind of become properly situated in this mundane world with success. Therefore, he skipped that education. But at the same time, he actually accepted one service on sort of a job that you can say that was offered by the king of Tripura. In 95, practically soon after he gave up his studies, the king of Tripura offered him a kind of position to help in writing their history of that royal family. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted that because he considered that that would give him an opportunity to get involved in studies, because the king had a very, very gorgeous library with beautiful collections of scriptures. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, while helping to write the history of the family, royal family of Tripura. There's a hum here. Who is checking that? Anyway. So, while he was doing that, he was just studying the scriptures in the library. So this, about 10 years he stayed there. And not only that, the king, He actually noticed that some people were employees of the king were cheating. And he reported to the king about that. And the king actually appointed him to clean up that cheating business. And he did that. The king was extremely fond of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And as a result of that, he put his sons in his custody to educate his children. And we have seen the history of that family, the royal family of Tripura. They became spiritually very, very astute. All the royal family members were spiritually very inclined. And a very nice family, actually. They had done a lot of work for the benefit of people and for promoting Krishna consciousness. So, but then in 2005, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur decided to quit that job. By the time the king became so fond of him that although he resigned, he granted him a pension throughout his life. That throughout his life he will receive certain amount of money from the treasury of the king. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, although initially he accepted, but then he stopped taking it. And in the meantime, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur became approached Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj on the instruction of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur to take initiation. I mean, he was, from his childhood, he was being groomed to become in the spiritual life. But when the time came, he realized that now he'll have to take initiation. So he approached Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who should I take initiation from? Because the father doesn't give initiation to the son. That's the custom. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur suggested that he takes initiation from Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he approached Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation. Now it's a wonderful contrast, actually. Apparently, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was illiterate. Totally illiterate. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the greatest scholar of his time. So the greatest scholar is apparently approaching an apparently illiterate person for initiation. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was totally against that idea. He said, what? Taking initiation from me? You are the greatest scholar. And I am an illiterate person. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, look, I didn't come to you to get scholarly education. I have come to you to get Krishna Bhakti. And you have a lot of it. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur insisted in this way, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, okay, let me consult with Krishna. I'll let you know. So after some time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to him and said, so did you ask Krishna? He said, I forgot. Please ask him, please give me initiation. I know it's all that you're saying is simply excuses. And so then third time when he went, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, yes, I asked, and he said that I am not qualified. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur responded by saying that you too, he is the cheater and you are his follower. So no wonder that you are trying to cheat me, deprive me from your mercy. Anyway, if you don't bestow your mercy upon me, then I consider that maintaining my life is going to be an useless endeavor. So, I won't maintain my life. I'll give it up. So, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur just started to cry and cry and cry, falling at his feet. So then, finally, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj agreed. And although he was considered to be one of the greatest Vaishnava of all time, but he had only one disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he gave him the name Sri Barshobhanavi Devi Daita Dash, the servant of the lover of the daughter of King Vrishobhanu. What a beautiful name. But it is making that point in such a beautiful roundabout way. The servant of the lover of the daughter of King Vrishobhanu. Barshobhanavi Devi Daito Dash. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur went on for a pilgrimage. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur joined him in pilgrimage in northern part of India, like Benares, Gaya, and places like that. And then after that, he himself traveled to South India. Most really, he wanted to trace those places that Mahaprabhu went to. And then when he returned, he actually decided to chant a billion name of Krishna. 1,000 million names of Krishna. And he came down to Mayapur. Staying in Jogapit, already Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he set up a temple here. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur stayed on the bank of the Ganges in a hut that he himself built with just straws and bamboos. And he was chanting 3 lakhs name a day, just like Haridas Thakur. And then in 1918, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took sannyas. In 1915, both Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj disappeared. So it was 4 years after Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj's disappearance, from a picture of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took sannyas. And he accepted the name Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And this is how he now embarked on the mission to preach Krishna consciousness. The following year, in March, he rented that place in Calcutta in number 1 Ultradanga Main Road. And he started to preach. And within a short time, the high-class, educated, intelligent people from Calcutta became attracted to him. As we also know, that in 1922, Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in that building in Ultradanga Main Road. And not only in Bengal, He started to preach all over India. And within a few years' time, maybe within about 10 or 12 years' time, by 1933, within 14 years' time, he had 64 temples established. 63 in India and one in Burma. So 64 temples he established. And this, his preaching mission was amazing. Like the way he spread Krishna consciousness. Like at that time, when communication and transport was very, very, in a very undeveloped stage. At that time, I don't know how he managed it, how he did it. All over India, he had his establishment. And the amazing thing is that many, many very exalted personalities became attracted to his teachings. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is so attractive that when it is properly presented, the intelligent class of people are bound to accept it, provided they are receptive to it. They are open to listen to it properly. I have noticed, like when somebody carefully listens or attentively listens to Mahaprabhu's teachings, automatically becomes convinced. And in this way, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started to spread Krishna consciousness, and he established it all over India in such a beautiful way. It was in 1922 that Srila Prabhupada met him, and then in 1933 Prabhupada got initiated by him. And Srila Prabhupada actually, I would like to share this with you. You all read it many times, I'm sure. This poetry that Srila Prabhupada wrote in address glorifying his spiritual master. Adore, adore you all, the happy day. My Lord and Master, His Divine Grace. Just want to read it and share it with you all. Adore, adore you all, the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, His Divine Grace. O my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, His Divine Grace. Misled we are, all going astray. Save us, Lord, our fervent pray. Wander the ways to turn our face. Adore thy feet, Your Divine Grace. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls, paying most heavy the illusion's toll. Darkness around, all untrace, the only hope, His Divine Grace. Message of service thou hast brought, a healthful life as Chaitanya wrought, unknown to all, is full of grace. That's your gift, Your Divine Grace. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, Your Divine Grace. During his Vyas Puja in 1934, Srila Prabhupada offered this to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was very happy to read it, and especially this one, he emphatically said that he liked it so much. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. And we can see that this is also is the essence of our prayer to Srila Prabhupada. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshutari. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Then finally, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur retired from his preaching, and he was intensely praying to Govardhan. Often he used to pray to Lord Govardhan that he gives him a place near him. So he used to repeat that, he used to pray. And so then finally on the 1st January at 5:30 in the morning of 1937, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this planet. Today is the day, tithi-wise, today is the day. It's falling on 17th December, but the actual English, according to English calculation, Western calculation, Western calendar, he left on 1st January of 1937. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Viraha Mahotsav ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshutari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sammandha Vijnana He Prabhave Nama Madhurja Ujjala Premadda Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dhanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Hare.